My name is Fatima. My previous name was Julia. I was born in Australia, Sydney, and my family comes from Greece. I was very much into the way I dressed, my looks, especially what boys thought of me. We liked the attention. With this, in time, as I was growing older, I started to see that the boys, how they treated girls, they disrespected them. The way they dressed, the way they spoke to the boys, I was just an outsider looking in thinking, wow, I'm dressed like those girls. I wonder what the guys that I hang around with think of me. Some people might just open the Quran and fall in love with Islam. Some people might just, one word might take them. But me, it took a lot of reading because I had my heart was in love with Christianity, and it just took a lot of digging and research for me to actually get the spark and be like, hang on. And I got a book. Actually, my husband, who was a friend of mine at the time, he actually gave me a book which was Christian and a Islamic Debate, which was fantastic because I saw both sides of the story. I said my testimony, and then the heavy weight, the burden was lifted off me. Like, I did not care what will happen. It was three years, I think, after I became Muslim. It was the day of Eid, al-Fitra. I got a phone call. My dad said to me, I don't want you to come home. The emotion. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And just my family. I'm so sorry. During the time when my dad didn't know, I was actually hiding the hijab. So what I'll do is, I would not practice hijab at home because I was trying to hide it from my father. But if I wanted to go out anywhere, I'll get my friends to pick me up. I'll go run to the car with a hood and then I'll wear my hijab. That became very difficult. It affected my studies. My dad, he doesn't care if I pray 1,000 times a day. It's just the veil is just the biggest burden on him and his family. When I did become Muslim, the faith and the strength I had, I didn't know where it came from. Because the day when I went to get my bags from my house, when my dad wasn't there, I was shocked. My mum was crying and saying to me, stay. And I respected her, but I still, no matter what, I would not disobey my God. They noticed the change in me, the respect I had for them. The way I spoke to them changed because before I didn't, I used to say things to them that I didn't mean, but when I became Muslim, definitely they noticed the change in the way I was, and my dad congratulated me on my faith. Of course we have connections with all the Imams and Ahlul Bayt, but I have a connection with Sayyida Fatima. Everyone has their specialty, and definitely Imam Ali Ridha.